Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Music Woman Live with your host, Dr. Diva J.C., supported by Women in Jazz South Florida, www.wijsf.org. Good afternoon, and this is Dr. Diva J.C. here on Music Woman Radio on blogtalkradio.com. This show is underwritten by Women in Jazz South Florida, which is the 501c3 nonprofit organization that promotes women musicians globally. We're located in Delray Beach, Florida, and today our guest is Chantelle Morey, who lives in Quebec, Canada. You just heard her song, Ain't Got No Car, Ain't Got No Money. So I'm going to bring Chantelle in. Hi, Chantelle.
Hey, how are you, Dawn?
I'm very well, and welcome to Music Woman Radio.
Thanks for inviting me in.
Okay. So now you live in Montreal, is that correct?
Yes, I do.
But you were born in Quebec.
Yes, I was born in Quebec. From a very, very small town. There's about 18,000 people, which is very small, but it's like a country little town. Lovely. But, you know, music is like inviting me here and there. So I think to be located in Montreal is better for me than to stay in a small town.
And what was the name of that small town?
Okay, I'll say it in French because it's French. It's called grand-mère, which means grandmother in English.
Oh, grand-mère. Okay.
Yeah, grand-mère. Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. It's a funny name, but there's a story to it. But it's a long story, but you can Google it and find out about the story.
Okay, we'll do that. Now, in the meantime, mm-hmm. tell us, how did you come to music as a child?
Well, you know, I was very young. I think I started being interested in music when I was in my mother's belly, I figure. But I don't know, it's just something that was into me, like just like English, because I'm, you know, very French Canadian, coming from a very French town. And I don't know, I was attracted to the language. English language more than I was to French, strange as it is, and music too. But I was listening, always listening to music. I can't remember like when I started. I was very, very young, maybe like 3, 4. I started singing very young to Christmas parties or whatever parties there were. My parents used to sit me on the table and I would sing just for everyone in the family. So I was very, very young. So I think they noticed before me that I was not aware because I was too young. I was not aware that I was so attracted to music. You know, when you're 3 years old, I mean, you just go with the flow. You just go with your innards, I mean, your feelings. So anyways, they felt it with me. I mean, they felt what I had inside. So they kind of pushed me. They started pushing me when I was young. So.
And did you take any music classes? Like piano, or did you sing in a choir or a Greek club or anything like that?
Well, yeah, I did actually take voice lessons, not for so long. I mean, for about maybe 3-4 months, my teacher told me that I was ready. I mean, I was already singing, performing here and there, which I've been doing for almost 30 years now. So it's like, you know, I took like a few months. But piano, I had a friend of mine who gave me some lessons, like basic lessons. But I kind of have it naturally. So I played a bit of piano, a bit of guitar. But, you know, that's basically it. I never really went through like a whole lesson or whatever because I had it naturally, apparently. They'd kick me out every time. They'd go like, all right, you're fine. You can go on your own. So I was like, okay, good. Thank you.
Really? Okay. Yeah. But you do play guitar.
A little bit. I cannot really play while I'm singing. But I do use my guitar, my piano, whatever to do when I create my music because I write my own songs. Like Ain't Got No Car, Ain't Got No Money that you just played. I did the whole thing. I mean, I did the music. I did everything. But, of course, I'm not a drummer. I'm not a violinist. But actually, I work the sounds but if I can, I use my guitar and then I plug it in my program, music program. I plug the guitar and I do some chords, same thing with the piano, and then I fix it if it needs to be fixed because I'm not playing every day. I should have, but I never did. I concentrated more on my voice than on any instruments, but I can play, but not to accompany myself. I cannot play on a show. Really, but I use it, you know, I use what I know.
How old were you when you started writing songs?
Oh, my God. I started writing poetry. I wrote a lot of poetry. And then going with rhymes and everything, I'm like, well, might as well put it into a song, you know? But younger, when I was maybe something around when I was 21, I think somebody was writing for me. Was writing music and then he would write the melodies, like the lyric melody. I mean, the song melody, so I could write lyrics on it. So I started quite well. I did a few songs when I was younger, but I never used it. I was maybe like 10, 12, 15. I was, you know, I've always been writing, drawing, whatever. So, but I started using it like in my early 20s, 21, 22, started using it and started composing with somebody on somebody's music. And then I was very young.
Okay. And so how many songs would you say that you've composed?
Oh, my God. I'd say through time, I maybe wrote something like 200 songs, but they're like some of them are only instrumentals and some with lyrics. But there's, you know what it's like to be an artist. I mean, you start something and then you start a lot of things, you do a lot of songs, but sometimes you have to stop because you don't feel it, you know, for a while, and then you come back to it, and that's what I do. But I have about, like, I don't know, 300, 400, or 500 songs already.
And how many?
Of course, you have to choose.
How many did you record?
So that's the thing. Like, for now, well, I have a lot recorded on my computer, but I didn't use yet. Because some needs to be reworked, I mean, updated. I mean, they have to be updated, but you have to pick, like, in there. And, like, this, I have people around that are choosing, like, helping me choose the right songs for the album. So, but now I'm working on I started working on new material that I haven't done, like, in about 2 years. Mm-hmm. So I just started maybe 2 weeks ago to write again. So I'm going to come up with something soon. Working with
new
material.
How many CDs do you have?
On my own, I have one, which includes Ain't Got No Car, Ain't Got No Money. It's called Je Suis Who I Am, which is the English and French. It's an English and French album, actually. Mm-hmm. So that's the only one I have solo. But like in the early 90s, I was in a band called JLM. And JLM, we recorded in Belgium. We've been there for about 4.5 months or so. And it was a techno Eurodance act. And we had a song, like the title of the album, which is Come Into My Life, has been released in like over 36 countries in the world, like around the world. So we did good. At the beginning, I mean, for 2 years, it went on, like, pretty good. So I was with a band. So that's two albums that I did. One with a band and my album, which is Just Who I Am. So that's okay. Basically what I have.
Okay, now, do you have a publishing company for your music?
I don't. No, I don't. I used to have, well, as you know, I mean, on my bio, it says that, you know, we had problems with our manager, and then it went on with the record company, which was Sony Music Canada to start up with. And we had problems and blah, blah, blah. So after that, it was hard for us, either like for me or for the members, to really like enter and have whoever to take care of, like the publishing companies or the record companies. They were afraid because we went through trial with the JLM thing. So it really was hard. And then afterwards, I kind of took a break on the media side, on the record labels and stuff. You know, I needed to find myself back because it cost me a lot emotionally. And then, you know, it's tough. You know, us artists, we're very like sensitive. We sense a lot of things. And then it's like it was hard for me to move on for a while. And then I've decided to just go on my own and do my own stuff to start up with, to get back into the business and slowly do it. So that's the thing. I moved. I went to the United States. I performed there. I performed in Canada. I performed in Europe. I performed basically everywhere. So I kind of traveled a little just to, you know, get back into it and see how it was going to work. Because, of course, you know, I got burned in that. So to me, to find a publishing or somebody to take care of my business, I mean, I did it after JLM. I tried, and then I've been I've been had, I mean, again. So I'm trying to find the words. I'm sorry. Excuse my French, people.
But, you know, a lot of people have had this problem in the music industry.
Yeah.
But what I suggest is that, you know, and I'm the only woman in the world with a jazz and blues songbook. I published all of my songs, 40 of my 60 songs, in one book at one time. I printed them all out, and then I put them in a book, and I published them. But I have a company that I use as my publishing company. So I would suggest that you begin by just forming a small company that represents your music. You don't have to have a publisher. You can be the publisher, you know?
Yes, I can do that.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, with women in jazz, I act as a mentor to a lot of women musicians. And I understand the trials and so many women musicians go through. So, you know, sometimes you just need somebody to steer you in another direction. But I want to say this. This song that you wrote, Ain't Got No Car, Ain't Got No Money, I love the beat of it. But I want you to write a song for me that say, I just got a car and I just got some money.
I just got some money. Yeah, I should do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been told about that song. I said, I've been told that I shouldn't, you know, express myself that way. But yeah, I know. I have to write, but you know what? I thought about it, like to write a song similar to that one, but on the positive side.
Yeah.
I mean, but
it's not
negative, actually, because it's an inner song.
What you can do is submit it to our eighth compilation CD next year. You understand? So you have right now your assignment as one of our newest members of Women in Jazz South Florida is to write
more than
in the positive vein so we could put it on our next CD. Okay?
Okay. I can use the same music and just change the lyrics.
Yes.
It's not a problem for me.
Exactly.
Good.
Okay,
that's
now
good.
I want to ask you another question. Have you had any issues being a woman in the music industry?
Honestly, I don't think so. I never felt the fact that it was a problem for me to perform anywhere, or I felt like men were picked before me, whatever. I never had that. But I understand, I am aware that it's a men's world. I mean, we have to face it. I mean, but women are taking place like more and more every day. And like in the music industry, some of the women are very strong. Let's talk about Madonna. Let's talk about Pink. Let's talk about, you know. But you have to work a little harder. Yes, it's true. But sometimes the doors open on their own for you. I mean, you just happen to be there at the right moment, right time. So, but yes, I understand there's a struggle with women, for women, with, you know, in music industry. Yes, I know that. I'm aware. But I think, like, the more it's going, the better it is, and women are more, like, welcomed, and people love to hear and see women perform more. I mean, here in Montreal, I mean, that's how I feel. That's the vibe that is given to me, that women are kind of very welcomed, and there's a lot of women's band that have been created, and, they work. It works. So I'm like, yeah, it's good. I think there's something, there's an opening, like more it's going. So I never had an issue with it. But I know some others like did have.
Right. Now, you have a website. What is your website?
Actually, I'm not the one who's taking care of it, really. But there's a Reverb Nation that I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
And my website was functioning, but I think it's not anymore, so we have to redo it. But anyways, I have my Facebook artist page. I have Twitter. I'm also on LinkedIn. I'm basically like on a lot of pages, But like website, it's like, you know, now Facebook or whatever, like media, it's the sort of media that is working pretty well, as we all know. So I didn't feel like I had to like recreate, like, but I have to recreate the whole, like the whole page, like my own site, you know, which I had before, but a lot of things changed. So I have to update it. So it's like, I have to get to it.
Well, I always use WordPress. You can use WordPress for free. And you can pay like $18 a year for your domain. But right now on our show page for you, we have ReverbNation.com/Chantel Moore.
Yes.
Oh, it's
more.
H-A-N.
It's like more, but it's just, it's more. Chantel Moore. It's pronounced more. It's just my dad actually found my name because it sounded like to him, like more. You would probably, as Americans, like English people, they would say Maurer or something like that.
Moore.
But my dad, right. my dad, Moore is my real name. So my dad went Moore. So he cut my name a little bit and made it sound more like English. So he's the one who did it like 30 years ago. So I always kept it. I found it cute, you know, that my dad got, you know, got into it, and he's the one who found my artist name finally. So I'm really happy about that.
Okay, so now I want you to talk to me about Make Me Dream of You.
All right, you want to know the whole, okay. The meaning of that song is about those who, this is an amazing song, and it moves me every time even when I listen to it, it moves me. Sometimes I get emotional because this song is about those who died, who passed away, like in my surroundings, family, friends. And the thing is, when I say not holding you don't matter, just make me dream of you. So if I dream of them, they're still alive and I get to see them through my dreams. So, you know, it's like they're still there. So that's the story. That's what it means. And then, and that song I wrote, it was like 11:30 at night. I have to explain because that's why my voice is really like kind of smooth and, you know, like I'm whispering. So because I was in my room, because all my vocals and everything I did all at my place. Like right in the middle of either in my room or either in the living room, whatever. And it was kind of 11:30 midnight, and the kids were sleeping downstairs. I was in my room upstairs, so I had to be very quiet. So that's why my voice is like really kind of whispering type. So, but I find it's really it gives something nice to it. So that's the story of Make Me Dream of You.
Okay, well, we're going to play that at the end of the show. We've got about 2 minutes, and I want to thank Sylvie Martin for introducing you to Women in Jazz South Florida. And I also want to thank her for accepting the position as our president, our national president, because she lives in Florida. And,
yes,
you know,
does.
We have an international president, and we have a national president. And Sylvie graciously accepted the position because she's very passionate about women and their music. And so I just want to say hi, Sylvie, and thank you. I know you're listening.
Yes, hi, Sylvie. I love you, too. She's a great, amazing person. I just love her. She's amazing. She's helping me a lot. She's pushing me a lot. She's there. She's always there. She introduced me to you and to Women in Jazz. And I'm like, I really thank her like from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, Sylvie.
And so I can tell you that we have 325 members with you.
Yes.
And 191 of those members are musicians, and 171 are women musicians. So you've joined
That's
a
good.
Very good group of people. So
yes,
you've got 1 minute to tell us, where are you going to be performing next?
Okay, where I'm performing next, I mean, it's next Sunday, actually. It's here in Montreal. It's a bar called Rocky. And I go there once in a while. I haven't been performing, like, really in a show, like, in about 2 years. I took a break. I needed it. And I'm starting again, and they asked me to go sing there again. So it's just it's a very small, short show. It's not very long, but it's worth it. People there are really nice and enjoy their company. So that's where I'm performing next Sunday on the 15th.
At Rocky's,
so that's where I'm at.
Montreal. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to play Make Me Dream of You. Thank you for being my guest today. And I look forward
Thank
to more
you.
From you. Okay?
Of course you will. You will. I promise. Thank you very much.
Au revoir.
Thank you, Joan. Au revoir. Merci. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now if you have the power.
You're listening to Music Woman Live with your host, Dr. Diva J.C., supported by Women in Jazz South Florida, www.wijsf.org.